KGRGFM, KGRGFM, HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207, AP 708 Taps 89.3 FM. You're listening to The Buzz, and it looks like it's going to be another hangover episode. That's right. Danica had a little bit of fun last night. I had a little bit of fun last night. It's Veterans Day, so I want to say, before we got the show started, thank you to all those who served out there. Thank you for serving the country. You guys are awesome. Go enjoy your free stuff. This show's going to be a little different. Dick and I made the decision yesterday that, you know what, there's enough crap going around in the world, and a lot of people are oddly depressed and oddly angry right now. So we're going to play through the Shrek soundtrack. That's right, we have a very, very special Shrek-themed episode of The Buzz this morning. So if you're listening to KGRG this morning and you're super confused on why the heck you hear Eddie Murphy singing God knows what, that's why. We're playing Shrek. So we got your fact or fiction for Shrek. No, we don't. We have fun facts of Shrek. That one. We have fun facts of Shrek. We had a Shrek-themed trivia. We had geeky news coming up at 6:20. We had regular news coming up every hour on the half hour. We'll see what else happens. We also got your love connection, so I'm super excited about that. It's The Buzz on 89.9 KGRG.
Geeky news.
89.9 KGRG FM. You're listening to The Buzz. It's time for your geeky news. We're joined, like we are every Friday morning, with Matt and Tim from the Not So Much But Us show. Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Good. How are you? Hi.
Doing great. Doing fantastic, even.
Yeah.
Awesome. I love the intro music. Double yeah.
Right? So how are you guys doing after the whole World Series thing happened?
Oh, well, I'll tell you what. It was a long night. I almost threw up in my in-laws' front yard.
Oh,
jeez.
Really? Oh, hey. Yeah, that's intense.
I don't know if it was the Crown Royal Vanilla, or if it was the five-hour game, or if it was the buffalo chicken dip with chips. I'm not sure. It was something, but I was like, man, I feel like crap.
I just watched Scouts Guide to Zombies and went to sleep.
That's great, Tim.
Nice.
How was that movie? Because I've seen it on Hulu, and I haven't actually watched it yet.
Really stupid and awesome. It's stupid. It's great.
Okay.
It is. It's really cool. It was a good movie. I enjoyed it. It's awesome, man. It really was.
Nice.
It was good.
So let's go ahead and get some stuff started. First story I actually found was that, despite denying the rumors, Nintendo announcers said that they're ending the production of the Wii U.
What?
I guess they're making the Switch.
Yeah, they're making the new one.
Yeah, they're switching to the Switch.
Well, did you guys ever play on a Wii U?
Yes.
I didn't know.
No.
Yeah, I never got into it. Like, I had a buddy who had a Wii once, and it was okay for, like, Mario Kart and stuff, but I never really got into the Nintendo products as much as I did when I was younger.
Right, right. So I want to hear the energy behind this, though. She seems excited. Tell us about it.
I've always wanted a Wii U, and I've always planned on getting one, and now they're discontinuing it right when I've been planning on getting one.
Oh, so you don't even have one yet. That's a bummer.
No, I want one. I have a Wii. I do have a Wii. I got it several years ago, and it's technically my dad's now because I never really did much with it except for play Just Dance. But I always wanted a Wii U to do, like, gaming stuff with the Wii.
I have a Wii, and all I use it for is to play my old Zelda games and Netflix.
Yeah, that too.
That's what all my PS3s are. They're basically just like Netflix, you know,
Netflix
machines.
Supporters.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know, man. They get rid of that. Because this, I'll tell you, I don't know if you've seen all the promos for this Nintendo. There's a super long promo for this Nintendo Switch, and it's the most complicated, weird thing I've ever seen.
Well, they're
got, like, little,
they're expanding on the whole, like, you can take the to-go screen, because the Wii U, you're able to, like, play a video game on the screen without, like, having to use a TV, and somebody else can use the TV for something separate. So they're trying to expand on that more, which I think is a good idea.
It's got weird little controllers, like microcontrollers. It's like taking like a Sony MP3 player and like making it into a controller.
What?
Nothing. Not for me.
That's crazy, even for me.
I'll stick with the PS5 and 6 and 7 and 35.
Yeah. Right?
It reminds me of Zoolander when Ben Stiller pulls out, like, the ultra-small, like, cell phone.
Yes!
The little cell phone.
Blue steel, man.
I knew somebody that had a cell phone like that, actually.
Dang.
Now, are you guys big record guys? Like, are you big into records at all?
Actually, our buddy Ted is.
Yeah,
probably
really big.
Much, but,
yeah, really big.
Yeah, I don't have
me not so much now.
Well, you'll have to ask him if he's going to pick up the Marvel Netflix, like, record series, because they're releasing the actual soundtracks on record for collection. For
that's
each,
fantastic.
Like, Netflix show.
I will buy that.
I might be getting that, yeah. I would buy anything Marvel. They made, like, a Marvel cookie jar, Marvel toilet paper. Like, I'm probably
they've made a Marvel cookie jar.
Well, so far they've released the cover work for them, and they have one for the first season of Daredevil, they have one for Jessica Jones, and then they already have one for Luke Cage. The artwork alone on the album covers looks amazing, and they even have the album itself color-coded.
Nice.
So the Jessica Jones one is purple, the Daredevil one's red, the Luke Cage one's yellow. They look really nice.
I'm gonna buy it just for the just for putting on a studio wall.
That's on the going.
That's
Christmas
cool.
List. That's for sure.
No, my Christmas list, the little Nintendo, the handheld little Nintendo.
Yeah,
system.
Yeah,
I'm doing
that.
$60.
Did you guys see Doctor Strange at all?
Not yet.
I've been wanting to though.
It's
horrible.
Really?
What?
No, it's awesome.
No, it's good.
Okay, I was like, whoa.
I was about to say
rare
they
miss
better
on
not.
Their end. Jeez.
We saw it last Friday, pretty much right after we got off with you guys. We loved it. I mean, it was great. I won't tell you any spoilers or anything like that. There's a lot of cool fight scenes. Going into the movie, you're thinking like mystical magic, all that stuff, and that does happen. But the fight scenes, especially with the ancient one, are like amazing. They are phenomenal.
So is it more like a kung fu movie then, for those people who haven't seen it yet, or?
It has kung fu elements to it, for sure. It's a little bit of a trippy movie, especially certain scenes in earlier parts of the movie. But it's pretty easy to follow. It's an origin story, I mean, that's for sure.
But they separated it from the other genres. Like, I thought it was going to be just a copy of Inception, like buildings were going to be twisting.
Right.
And it wasn't. They came up with original concepts that look new that you haven't seen.
It's definitely not Inception. Nice. We don't like Inception, me and Tim. We actually hate that movie. But we love Doctor Strange. It definitely keeps your attention. And what I liked about it is it was under 2 hours.
Really?
So they don't drag things out, which is important to me.
Especially for an origin movie, because we've seen enough of those.
Yeah, and they hit the notes really well. The mid and end credit scenes are amazing, especially the mid-credit scene. It's my favorite Marvel mid and whatever you want to call it credit scene. It's my favorite one to come out to today.
Nice.
Yeah, it's very entertaining. And there's other little nods at the universe, like the Avengers and stuff like that. That's really cool to talk about.
You guys have to see it because we have to talk about this.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, overall, I mean, I liked it a lot. I really enjoyed it.
Now, would you guys purchase it on Ultra HD Blu-ray? Ultra HD Blu-ray just sold their millionth copy. Like, millionth disc.
Wow. Man. Yeah, I'm buying it.
Yeah.
I'll be a million 15.
For me, I have high expectations for this movie because I remember being little and seeing the animated origin story for Doctor Strange. And
that's a great movie.
Yeah, it was. And it was... My dad was using it as, like, a metaphor to get me to do my math. Still didn't work. But, I really did enjoy the animated movie, so I'm hoping that this one lives up to my standards.
Yeah, I think it will. It's actually, you know, a good way of putting this movie, if you're a fan of, like, all the other Marvel movies, especially Iron Man, is Stephen Strange has Tony Stark elements. Like, without a doubt.
Very much.
Very much.
Yeah.
They're a little different, I would say.
But they even draw parallels, like, even to, like, the Pepper Potts scene with Tony, where her going in with the arc reactor, there's actually, like, drawn parallels in the movie where it's almost, like, a similar scene to that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, that's cool. And it works, though, because Tony Stark is more, he has more, like, swag to him. He's more charming. Stephen Strange is arrogant. I mean, he is extremely arrogant.
He's the House of Marvel. House, remember the medical series?
Yes!
He is House. Like, he's kind of like the Marvel version of House.
That's so true.
Well, we read a story yesterday that, speaking of Marvel, that Ghost Rider is getting his own spinoff series, possibly. How do you guys feel about that?
Okay. Let's talk about it. Let me say this. Out of all these TV shows on right now, I love Legends. I am so, like, on board with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I love Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. this season. Love Ghost Rider. And I think him getting his own Netflix series, well, I'm assuming. I read that it would be on Netflix.
Yeah, it's going to be its own Netflix spinoff series, yeah.
Yeah, it'd be amazing. Can you imagine, like, Ghost Rider and Punisher like taking out some guys together.
Yeah, I'd love to see it, like him as the in a part of the Defenders somehow, and like maybe tie the Netflix series in with the TV universe. Because the TV universe and the cinematic universe are in the same universe, and the Netflix universe is supposed to be in the same universe as everything else too. So maybe that's right. Where they can get their tie-in.
What really put it over the edge for me, what made it awesome, was when they showed the flashback where he became Ghost Rider, and they show, you could say it's Nicolas Cage, they showed the motorcycle pull up with the boots, and it was a transfer of, like, the power.
Did you guys catch that episode? It was, like, a couple weeks
ago. I haven't catched the most recent one where it's, like, they go over the origin story and stuff, but it still looks pretty slick.
Basically, they show how Robbie Reyes got his powers, and it was, long story short, he gets in a car accident, and you see a motorcycle pull up. You just see the motorcycle and the boots and stuff, and he, like, looks like Robbie Reyes on the floor. He's already, like, dead, basically, and then Robbie Reyes wakes up and looks up, and it's Ghost Rider. It's pretty much supposed to be Johnny Blaze, Ghost Rider, and I'm like, oh, man, Johnny Blaze in the MCU.
I wanted to see Nicolas Cage's face so bad, like, in a puddle, like a reflection.
Right?
But I think it works in Netflix, for sure. I mean, look at S.H.I.E.L.D. S.H.I.E.L.D. has gotten a little darker, as dark as you can get on ABC, and imagine him on Netflix. I mean, that would be...
Where he can just be even that much darker.
Yeah,
be great.
It'd be amazing.
Are you guys watching Supergirl? Have you watched, like, the most recent episodes?
I haven't gotten into Supergirl really at all. Like, with the CW stuff, I started in with the with Legends of Tomorrow, just because that one seemed like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is.
Supergirl, it seemed like there's a lot going on. They're, like, trying to tie her in with everything else, so I might let her go on for another season before I try to catch up on it.
They're about to do something stupid with James Olsen, I feel.
Really?
Mm. Yeah. Matt was kind of telling me where he thinks it's going before this, and I don't know. I think it's going to start getting bad.
Basically, the show is running into this problem with all CW shows running into the same problem. Everybody's a hero. So if...
Yeah, even like the villains in Legends of Tomorrow end up being heroes.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, right. Or in Flash. Like, if there's 47 speedsters, like, if you can become Flash like that, or you can become Flash like that, well, why is Barry Allen Flash, why is he so special? And
yeah.
I don't like that. You know, that just downgrades the main character. And same with Arrow. Everybody's an archer.
Oh, and everybody, yeah.
Everybody.
I don't like Artemis.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it makes me angry. And Supergirl, so James Olsen, he's rumored to be the Guardian. But we have the Guardian Arrow. And I just don't like that, you know.
I'm afraid it's going to run into the same issue of, like, Smallville, where, like, they just have to keep trying to go forward somehow. And eventually it's just going to start turning into a giant pile of hot garbage where it's a team-up effort episode every other episode.
Yeah, that was the one thing I did not like at all about Smallville.
Yeah.
Just when they started doing that, I was just like, meow.
You made a cat noise?
No, I was trying to, like, to go the meow.
But it was more of an angry cat. How many seasons did you get in? Like, how many seasons
did
you guys get in?
I watched every season. Wasn't it, like... Six?
You deserve like a reward.
Yeah, I watched every season with my family. It was like a family event. We'd sit down and we'd eat dinner and we'd watch Smallville.
What would you guys usually eat, like, during Smallville?
I don't remember. We would eat nutritious meals that my mother prepared for us.
She's listening right now, isn't she?
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
Hi, Mom.
When James Marsters came on as Brainiac for the first time, were you eating, like, chicken nuggets? Were you eating, like steamed vegetables?
I don't remember that. I remember when the blonde chick, I forget her name. It was a long time ago for me. The blonde chick became Brainiac. I remember that, and I was eating rice. And then...
Nice.
Brown rice?
Yes, brown rice with some butter and salt.
Okay.
And my mama made it for me. And then I remember, like, squeaking because it scared me.
Now, like, as far as beverage goes, was it like everyone's drinking water because water is good for you? Or is
Why are you wanting to know this?
I mean, it's just, let's get inside the life.
Did you put those little Gatorade powders?
We have to analyze the psychopath and figure out why they decided to watch all of Smallville.
Right.
Yeah. I drank water. Because I drank a lot of water. I would actually no during Smallville. I wouldn't drink anything because I had this thing where I hated drinking water. So my parents would always have to force me to drink it, and I'd never drink it with my meals. So I would mainly eat like anything that my mom made for me. Sometimes I'd have like popcorn or something. I don't remember. The food was not particularly important to me.
Season 3, I drink exclusively Snapple, pretty much. I don't know why. But you know what? All of our pains are about to be healed from the past, guys. Young Justice, Season 3.
Yes!
Yes!
I saw that. My only fear is that it's been too, like, it's been too long.
Yeah.
It's been, what, 3 years now?
From Season 2?
Yeah.
It's been about 3, yeah.
It's been a while.
For like TV shows, that's a long time to like be gone and then come back. Most of the time for that sort of like gap, it's you're getting into like reboot territory.
If they,
that's a little scary.
If they mess this up, I will cry.
What did you guys think of Season 2?
I loved Season 2, but I preferred Season 1, and Artemis was my favorite character. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. But Season 2, I liked it because they were older and less childlike.
Well, a quick correction. I like Artemis. I don't like Artemis in the Arrow TV series.
Oh, yeah.
Artemis is a cool character.
Yeah, she was my favorite. I also liked... Oh, what's his face's niece? What are they called?
Martian Manhunter's niece?
Yeah, Martian Manhunter's niece. I liked
McGann.
Her. Yeah, her. Loved her.
McGann is awesome, especially in season one.
Yeah, McGann. Yeah, she was adorable. I just wanted to hug her all the time.
I guess part of it for me is I'm still, like, in the back of my head, I'm still comparing it to Teen Titans, especially, like, those later episodes where, like, you have, where you have Triton and stuff like that. Those episodes were my favorite. And then you start getting, like, Hive and,
Teen Titans!
And you start getting, like, Beast Boy Squad.
Yeah,
and like his old squad when they were fighting like the brain in the jar. Those episodes were great, and I keep like in the back of my head comparing the two, and it's really hard for me to like get into Young Justice without being like, you know what? Or I could just watch Teen Titans.
Yeah, Teen Titans is definitely my favorite cartoon, hands down. I can still hum the basic tune of the intro, and Raven was my favorite character. She was the inspiration for my emo phase.
Did you like her? What was it, Teen Titans versus Justice League? Did you watch that animated movie yet?
Yes, I did.
Did you like her in that? See, I wasn't sold on her there.
I don't know. She lost some of the emo-iness that she had from Teen Titans.
Yeah.
She was a lot happier, and I was like, no, stop it. Go back to crying and sucking the blood of your enemies.
Yeah, I liked in Season 2, Blue Beetle was like a standout character to me.
Yes.
I didn't know a lot about Blue Beetle, and then I watched Season 2 and pretty much I want to see a full movie on him now.
I got introduced into Blue Beetle by like that Batman show where like he was teaming up with somebody every episode.
Yeah. Oh,
Which
what was it?
Like, he was teaming up with Blue Beetle a lot, Plastic Man.
Yeah. Oh, and they had their Music Meister.
Oh, the animated series.
Yeah.
It was cool. It was awesome.
Music Meister.
Not from the 90s.
That's all I remember.
In one of our episodes, I actually got the rights to one of the clips from Poison Ivy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, no, it's funny because I think I used, That was cool, yeah. No, I love that series. So how long is too long to bring a series back?
I think three years is pushing it.
Never.
It is.
Like, I will accept it no matter what.
I think if they just bring it back on Netflix and they keep it on Netflix, it might just die off again. You might almost have to put it back on network television, maybe on like Toonami or something to get it back and get it going again.
Cartoon Network.
Is it going to air on Cartoon Network or is it going straight to Netflix?
I think it's going straight to Netflix.
No, I don't have Netflix. How am I supposed to watch it?
You need a PS3. Well, see if you can put it in your Wii. Like, see if you get your Wii.
My Wii does not access the internet.
That's just sad.
Terrible. Oh, that's why Nintendo failed. They
need a couple. They need a couple like digital shorts to reintroduce it.
My heart has been broken.
Tim, we should mail her Netflix.
Yes.
We should. I don't know how you mail Netflix.
They still do the DVDs in the mail, right?
They do.
They do. Wow.
Oh, wow.
that's so, yeah, I don't even know how, I have no reaction to that. Like, I don't know what to say.
Just keep drinking your Pittsburgh mug.
By the way, I'm going to bring Freaks and Geeks back.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't
I
you
love
just
that
bring
show
why not,
so much.
Why don't you just bring us donuts?
No, I'd rather have Freaks and Geeks.
Yeah, true,
oh,
true.
Yeah. But you're the source. Like, we have to go there and pick them up because you guys have the Krispy
We actually have the Krispy Kremes. They have Krispy Kremes. Yeah.
I tell everybody about you guys. Like, I'm like, they have Krispy Kremes everywhere.
As far as the eye can see. We have so many Krispy Kremes, we actually had to shut one down.
We did.
Yeah, there was one in Puyallup that got shut down.
Oh, I remember that. It broke my heart.
That's terrible.
Right?
I loved watching all the donuts get made.
We lost the series. You guys lost the Krispy Kremes. The world's just, like, breaking apart, man.
Uh-huh.
No, Danica, are you caught up on Walking Dead now?
Nope.
Are you caught up on any part of the season?
Nope.
Awkward.
Right.
Awkward.
Silent. You're making me feel bad. Actually, there's times like it'll be like 1 in the morning, and I'm like, oh, KGRG tomorrow, so I gotta watch everything. And I'll stay up to like 4 in the morning, like watching like 3 episodes.
I can't do that.
No, I. Without spoilers for Danica, the last two episodes, how have you guys felt about them? Because I'm. They're super set-up-y episodes for me, and I'm not sure I like it.
Okay. I
like Big Tigers.
The episode after the first episode, after the premiere, terrible. I don't care about King, whatever his name is. I don't care. I'll tell you what. Give Carol, like, Lucille, let her get hit 3 million times.
Yeah.
I would throw a party and do shots of Snapple Jameson
yeah,
and
I
apple
hate her.
Juice, dude. Like,
yeah, I'm done with Carol.
I hate Carol. Yeah. I hated her for seasons.
So many people love her. I could have killed her off a long time ago. Yeah.
Hate her. So, yeah, that episode, garbage.
The tiger looked really cool, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good AMC tiger. Yeah, I got into it.
Well, because you need a tiger, because what I'm sick of is capture, escape. Like, you can only do so much of that, so you need to bring something new into it.
What's Jasmine's tiger's name in Aladdin?
What is it?
The Tiger Supreme.
Fluffy
Tiger Supreme.
It looks like the tiger from Aladdin.
But yeah, I don't think I needed an entire episode of The Kingdom.
No.
No, not at all.
No, you don't.
They could have fit, like, half of an episode of The Kingdom, half the episode of, like, this last one where it was just, like, wandering around the Savior's compound.
And
you know that I'm not, I don't really keep up with The Walking Dead. I have a basic idea of what you're talking about, but it just kind of sounds like Kingdom in a zombie show. I'm confused.
how many, like, safe places can you make in this world already?
Well, if they're zombies, there are no safe spaces.
Well, exactly. What they're getting at now, they're getting to the point where, like, the people have survived, obviously have survived for some reason. So, those are the strong groups now, like, the world's starting to get a little bit smaller, which I like, because before it was just random, like, you might run into some people on the road, there's a random hobo here or there, like, throughout the older seasons. Or, like, there's a weird, like, episode where Maggie's sister got kidnapped by, like, those hospital people or whatever. That was weird.
Yeah, I like that episode. Yeah, yeah. That's the end of that season.
Did you like this past week's episode with, like, Negan Focus and Daryl Focus?
It's weird because they've gotten to the point where Dwight, he's supposed to fill the role, in the comics at least, that Daryl has. Like, they're at this point, so they're playing the same character.
Also, Jasmine's tiger's name is Raja. I just looked it up.
Raja. Oh, thank you.
And according to my mom, we ate spinach lasagna, mac and cheese, soup, and vegetable stir fry most often during Smallville.
What a good mom.
Now, I have a question for your mom. You can answer it next week. Was it mac and cheese, like, regular, or was it mac and cheese shaped? Because there is a difference.
No.
The shapes are the best.
No, it was homemade mac and cheese from scratch.
Homemade. Way to go, mom.
Like, even the noodles were from scratch?
Okay, well, not the noodles. We're not that crazy. But, yeah,
my
mom.
I make my own noodles, man.
Seriously?
Now I just picture, it's not that hard. Your mom, like, rolling noodles and, like, somehow, like, moisturizing her own melted cheese.
Yeah, my mom threw ramen in front of me, and she gave me, like, Parmesan cheese and said, shake it.
Well, I have the best mom ever, so.
Well, that one guy, I forgot his name. He had a goat. He trained, what's-his-face on how to do jujitsu, so.
I want a goat so bad. Let's get a goat and make cheese.
Yes!
Rest in peace, that goat, gosh.
Oh, gosh.
It would be the greatest of all time.
If you own a goat or a tiger, you deserve your own kingdom in the show.
You do.
Right?
I know how the people in the kingdom survived. Aliens.
Okay.
You know what? I'll tell you what. If you ever watch Z Nation, that's the kind of show where they do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, probably.
Well, guys, thanks for calling in this morning.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
It's been fun. We'll definitely catch you next week. And just so you guys know and everybody else knows, all these episodes are getting uploaded on our website and on the app.
Yeah.
Awesome. We'll do that.
So if you guys ever want to listen back or if any of our listeners want to listen back, let them know they can visit KGRG.com or download the KGRG app.
And then let them know they can call in to donate to our KGRG Fall Pledge Drive, and we'll give them some stickers or patches or other stuff.
Yeah. Nice. We like stickers. I love
stickers. We're donating in mac and cheese shapes in Smallville.
Well, okay.
Thanks for calling in, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
You too. Bye.
That was Matt and Tim from the Not Too Much But Us show on 89.9 KGRG. You're listening to The Buzz. We're going to get back into it with our Shrektacular episode.
This my house.
I know what you really want.
You're cordially invited, bitch.
This is Fun Facts with Fivus.
Ready for some facts?
Except it's not Fun Facts with Fivus because
Fivus Fun Facts
is a
with Shrek.
Yo! In case you didn't know or you're tuning in late, we're just playing through the Shrek soundtracks and having a Shrek-themed episode because...
Why not?
Hangover episode, hashtag The Reckoning.
The Shrekening.
Oh, God.
Don't.
Get Shrek'd.
I'm so confused.
Can you go on Twitter at TheBuzzKGRG and our Facebook and, like, make that a thing? Just, like, if you're listening right now, just tweet at KGRG or just tweet at us and just... Use hashtag the Shrekening all day, please.
Okay.
Just for us. But I got some fun facts about Shrek because...
Yeah!
It's Friday and why the hell not? First fun fact I have is that Shrek was written by an 83-year-old.
Oh! That's cute.
My name is Francis C. Lizzie.
So adorable. Hi, Grandpa.
So cuddly. He sounds cuddly. He sounds like someone I really want to hug.
But Shrek was loosely based on a William Sieg's 1990 picture book, Shrek! Exclamation point. Sieg was a prolific cartoonist for The New Yorker and a children's writer who Newsweek once dubbed the king of the cartoons. Sieg passed away at the age of 95 in 2003, 2 years after Shrek's release.
Please call Frank.
Who is that?
I don't know.
That wasn't me.
That is definitely somebody.
I thought you were playing the sound bite of that old man.
Nope. My computer's off. Anyways.
I have the email open.
Here, let me... Nothing's going on. I'm looking at my news stories for news. There's nothing playing.
I think it's you.
It's no,
you.
There's nothing playing. There's no...
Anyways.
I just had the Twitter login page.
I'm so confused.
With no video or nothing. And then, like... The schedule for the show.
Hashtag the Shrekening.
I have every tab
it's Shrek.
Muted. Shrek is unmute. I have every tab muted and there's no videos.
You're going to sleep now.
Goodbye. What?
Next fun fact I have. Steven Spielberg wanted Bill Murray and Steve Martin to play Shrek and Donkey. I don't see that happening. The mogul bought the rights to the book in 1991, picturing Shrek as a standard hand-drawn animation film for Amberlin Entertainment Company with two comedians in mind for the lead roles. He couldn't get the project off the ground until years later, though, after DreamWorks SKG, the studio he ran with Jeffrey Katzenberg and Dave Geffen, came to be in 1994. So originally it wasn't even supposed to be, like, animated how it was.
I just got an all-caps text from Andrea from KGIG1, your classic alternative. It said, The Shrekening.
Yeah!
Oh, no. Next fun fact I have about Shrek. Chris Farley was the original Shrek.
I knew that.
Yeah. Farley was not only cast for the title role, but he actually completed the recording somewhere between 80 to 95% of the dialogue before he passed away in 1997. In the version of the film Farley worked on, Shrek was a teenage ogre who didn't want to go into the family business and had aspirations of becoming a knight. So, like,
what?
Completely different freaking movie.
No! I like the way it is!
And if that wasn't surprising... Nicolas Cage turned down the lead role because he didn't want to be an ogre.
What?
But he already is.
Could you imagine, like, Nicolas Cage just, I'm an ogre! Get off my swamp!
I don't want...
We have to save the princess.
That.
DreamWorks executives considered Tom Cruise and Leonardo DiCaprio for Shrek until Katzenberg offered Nicolas Cage the part. Cage told the Daily Mail that he turned down the role because I just didn't want to look like an ogre. though upon reflection, Cage realized that maybe I should have done it looking back.
Did you not realize that it's like a animated thing and it wouldn't be actually his face?
But, you know, he should look like an ogre, though.
But he already does.
Next fun fact I have, donkey is modeled after a real miniature donkey in Palo Alto, California.
That's the cutest thing ever.
Aww, miniature donkey.
Persicles, a.k.a. Percy, was born in 1994 and is from Barron Park near the home of DreamWorks. His companion is Minor 49er, a.k.a. Niner, who is considered a donkey of, quote-unquote, normal size. So the donkey is actually a real donkey.
Little baby bear.
Next fun fact I have, the movie was screened by DreamWorks and Disney lawyers to avoid possible lawsuits. Shrek was considered to be a series that had jabs at Disney with its general cynicism towards the traditional fairy tales that Disney has presented in the movie since 1937. Farquaad's castle resembled Disneyland, Farquaad's diminutive stature possibly a reference to the infamous quote by Katzenberg's former Disney boss Michael Eisner about his hatred of the former employee in a lawsuit. While there is no legal action, some Radio Disney affiliates did not allow DreamWorks to buy ad time to promote Shrek. They also make references to Snow White, you have references to Sleeping Beauty, Lord Farquaad, fun fact, his name, if you say it fast enough, sounds a lot like the F word.
Yep, I discovered that when I was a small child, and I never understood why my grandmother kept looking at me so strangely when I said his name quickly.
And then, last fun fact I have. There we go. This one's surprising, too. The Gingerbread Man co-directed the sequel.
Huh?
Oh, really?
Conrad Vernon, who was a storyboard artist in the original, and directed Shrek 2 with Andrew Adamson and Kelly Asperger, when Vernon refused to direct the third movie because directing the sequel took up too much time and his efforts, the voice of the Magic Mirror, Chris Miller, co-directed Shrek the Third. So that third movie is actually directed by the guy who voiced like the Gingerbread Man in the mirror. Those are a couple of my favorite characters too.
I don't know how I feel about this.
I love this movie so much.
There are three movies, madam, and like a fourth one coming soon. But that was your fun facts about Shrek on 89.9
KJGFM. Andrea just texted me, Lord F-Wad, OMG.
Did she not find that out?
Apparently she just did.
Oh boy. So if you want to hear more fun facts about Shrek, hit us up at TheBusKHRG on Twitter, on Facebook, or I guess text to Danica.
Yeah. We're going to continue with...
Here's my number. Just kidding.
We're going to continue with our hangover episode, hashtag The Shrekening on 89.9 KHRG. Here's The Proclaimers with I'm On My Way from the Shrek soundtrack.
Yes!
Yes!
KGRGFM, you're listening to The Buzz. Hashtag The Shrekening.
Because hashtag Get Shreked, hashtag Donkey!
Because hangover episodes are the best. That's right. All morning, we're playing through the Shrek soundtracks because why the hell not?
Yeah.
And nothing says Netflix and chill
like Shrek.
Shrek. Like, nobody gets your lady friend in the mood or your dude in the move like Shrek. Because, you know, Shrek is love, man.
Yeah.
Ask your parents.
He just leans over and whispers in your ear.
You know it.
Donkey.
Your parents know it. You were conceived to a Shrek movie.
You really were.
Well, let's go ahead and get into the love connections.
I don't want to think about that.
So, all right. We already know what love connection is. It's like weird, creepy messages or misconnections or whatever I feel like doing on the day that has to do with love and being a creep. So here we go. Hey there, lovely. Want to play? And then she goes, what? Who are you? That doesn't matter. I'm yours now and all that, and that's all that matters. What? I don't even know who you are, creep. And he's like, you're about to. And he sends a picture. But luckily, it just says, like, attached one JPEG, and I don't actually have to see it, so I'm very thankful. And she says, gross, you freak! And he said, don't act like you're not impressed. And she says, I'm calling the police. And then, this is the best part, he says, I am the police. See, I'm the head of my unit.
I don't know what I would do about that.
Call the actual police is what you would do.
Like, that's...
That's the sound of me dying.
Do you call the police on Tinder like when people send unwarranted dick pics, or do you just like not even worry about it?
Well, you could go the route where you block, and you're just like, you just block them and you don't talk to them and they can't message you. Or you can be like, dear friend of the station, Amanda Heminger, and you can screenshot their pictures and draw little faces and arms on them and make them like holding bouquets of flowers and wearing like monocles and stuff.
That's adorable.
She showed
make
me some
look
pictures.
Make them look like Shrek.
Yeah. Girl, you about to get Shreked.
Like, I'm not sure if I want to ask people to send us their, like...
Please don't do that. No.
Their Shrek pictures or not.
Don't. Do not. Do not.
Oh, that'd be awful.
Do not.
Let's see what you have for the next one.
This next one. Oh, man. It's just a rant. After she declines wanting to meet with him because he just said some things that it's not even shown on this one. But this is his response to her going, no, thank you. And it says, well, that's really your loss for being so uptight. But okay, I'll just go to work and make $900 in 12 hours. Really, you're overreacting. Seriously, and you wonder why you're single. Yawn. I'm still waiting for your reply. LOL. I actually had you double booked with another girl, so I'm kind of happy you decided to be a psycho. And then he goes... Are you sure you want to cancel it, though?
What the hell?
Make up your mind, Sigal. Right?
Why do you want to... Why you gotta brag like that? Like, plus 12 hours is a really weird number. Who the hell works... Like, I know some people work 12-hour shifts. In fact, I did it at one job for, like, a weekend.
Yeah.
Or, like, I do it when... At my first job, because we were short-staffed, or, like, somebody calling sick.
Yeah, like, that
That's
that
a
happens,
really weird number to whip out. It's like... I make $900 in 12 hours. Well, cool. I make money in an amount of time also.
Yeah, it's called being an adult and, like, things
yeah,
supposed
man.
To happen.
You got a job and you make money. We get it. That don't make you a good or a better dude. Like
exactly.
Brag about something else cool. Like, brag about your record collection or brag about something fun. Anybody can make money, man.
I have something to brag about in this next one.
Yeah?
Like, this girl. All right. Starts off with a guy. Who's this? Why? Are you a boy or... He was trying to type grill or girl, but it autocorrected to like, grill. And she goes, I'm a grill. And he goes, what's your name? George Foreman. I thought you were a girl. No, I'm a grill. So, brag about being a grill.
Right? Dude, yeah. Delicious.
My mom has
Maybe it means he can cook.
I think he's just being creepy, in my opinion, but that's just because I'm one of those people that's like, I have a very low tolerance for BS on the internet, and if I think you're a creep, no.
It might also be like one of those like furry things where like, maybe you don't dress up as an animal, maybe you dress up as a kitchen utensil or something.
Oh, yeah.
My mom has a hashtag, the Shrekening.
Nice.
If you're a mom or a dad out there... Tweet at us at TheBuzzKJRG, hashtag The Shrekening, please.
This next one, there's only one part of it I'm going to say.
Oh, no.
Baby, give me that squish mitten.
What?
Done.
Oh.
No.
All I can think of is that scene in, like, Finding Nemo when she's squishing the jellyfish.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Except it's not that.
No.
Not at all.
Squishy, though.
No.
No.
That's not going to get you anywhere. I'm sorry.
It's really not.
Mamma mia.
I've had chicks be a little too forward. Granted, they were drunk. And, like, even for me, I'm just like, no, thank you.
You were also asked for your squishment.
Do you have a squishman?
Oh, no.
Like, not the dude equivalent of a squishmitten? And I was just like, no, thank you? Homegirl was drunk. And I was like, nah, man. I'm not about that.
I give up.
Well, I have more if you want.
Yeah, let's go one more.
I don't want to do that one. Or that one. Oh, you're sweet as Skittles, and I want to taste the rainbow.
That's actually pretty smooth. I approve of this one.
I like it. I like it. I like it a lot.
Hashtag beast mode.
It reminds me of that one Skittles commercial.
Like tropical Skittles or like just original?
I think
older Skittles without the strawberry.
What is wrong with you and strawberries?
In fact, I would prefer just the yellow and the green ones.
What is
okay, Cork hates strawberry because like that one time at Costco when they had the pancake samples and they had like the fruity syrup and you thought it was strawberry and I was like, not famous raspberry. And you're like, oh, thank God.
See, I got tricked once. I got tricked. There was smoothie free samples at Costco, and somebody was like, hey, yo, you want free samples? I was like, yeah, sure, whatever. They're like, it's got strawberries. I was like, I've been poisoned!
I have not been poisoned.
Are you allergic to them?
I've been poisoned. No.
You just really don't like them?
Cork ate a strawberry that was like super moldy or something.
No, I just don't like strawberries, man. Like, blueberries are blue.
That's what you told
me. Raspberries are razzy. Like, strawberries don't taste like a straw, nor
do they
look like a straw.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard you say.
Chocolate!
What are even strawberries, man?
They're delicious. I put them in my salad. And my smoothie. And my pancakes.
Gross.
Okay. Hashtag the Shrekening. My mom texted me and she's like, my Shrekening is when I heard you always saying, Shrek, Mommy, Shrek! I want to watch Shrek! Thank you, Mom, for putting up with me.
That was your love connection for this morning on KJRG 89.9 The Buzz. Hashtag The Shrekening.
Yep.
Up next off of the Shrek soundtrack, we have Accidentally in Love.
Yay!
You listen to The Buzz. One of these two contestants is gonna get Shrek'd. At Danica or intern H. Quinn.
And now it's time to play everyone's new favorite game show, Buzz It! With your host, Dave!
Dave's not here!
89.9 KJRGFM, you're listening to The Buzz, Hangover Edition, a.k.a. The Shrekening.
Yeah.
And we're about to do some Shrek-themed trivia up here. And I'm excited. What about you, contestants? You guys excited?
Yes.
Danica, you don't even sound like you can contain yourself.
I love Shrek.
I can't
Shrek.
Be contained.
I love Shrek, so I think I'll do pretty good.
She thinks she'll do pretty good. Well, question number one. During the introduction to the film, a man says to Shrek, "Back, beast!" And he waves his lighted torch at Shrek. What does Shrek do to the lighted
Quinn.
Torch? Quinn.
He licks his fingers and snaps it out.
Yep.
She's right.
Yeah.
Question number two. What color are Donkey's eyes?
Quinn.
Quinn.
Blue.
Not blue.
Danica.
Danica.
Green.
They're not green either.
Quinn.
Danica.
Quinn.
Brown.
They are brown. Wow.
I thought they were blue. Huh. Okay.
All right. Question number three. Because I'm good at sound effects. What causes Donkey to fly in the first
Quinn.
Time we see it? Quinn.
Fairy dust from the, it was the shattered lamp that had the Tinkerbell in it, and
That's
it dropped when his
true.
Owner was trying to auction him off.
She's getting it so fast, but that is true, yeah.
Hashtag hangover episode, right?
Quinn just can't drink it, so that's why she's not hungover.
What? I hung over from sleep deprivation. I was just like, I don't want to do it, but I'm like, I have to.
Question number four. What is the response of the fairy tale creatures to Shrek telling them that they are not welcome in a swamp and that he has to...
Quinn.
Or he was
Danica.
Off to tell Lord Fire... Quinn?
Yeah, it's Quinn.
They laughed and said that they had to stay anyway because Lord Farquaad has taken our land from us. But that's what the pig said.
Question number five. What liquid beverage is being used to dunk the gingerbread man in?
Quinn.
Banana.
Quinn.
Milk.
It is milk.
Obviously. What else you gonna dunk?
These aren't hard.
What else are you gonna dunk it in?
Cherry juice.
That's disgusting.
I like it.
Alright, question number five?
No, six. You just
six?
Did five.
I don't know what's happening.
I don't know.
I'm asleep.
Right? When Donkey and Shrek are at the Dragon's Castle, what does Donkey have to go in search of?
Quinn. The dragon.
False.
What?
At the castle? When they're at the castle?
When they're at the castle, what is he looking for?
Oh!
Danica.
The sunflower or something? No, they're just walking through a field of sunflowers. Isn't it that, like, weird flower to, like, help when Shrek gets the arrow in his butt? Because I know Fiona sends him on a quest for that.
Yes.
Ugh. That's what I was going to say.
Question number seven?
Seven.
I don't know. What was the color of the bird involved in the unfortunate
Danica.
Scene? Danica.
Blue.
It was blue.
I answered first. I was going, Kin.
That's not, you didn't say your full name.
Oh,
that's not
okay.
Your
that
name.
That just sounds like a northern, like, if I just go, that doesn't count as a buzzer.
It's intern, everybody. That's your new name now. Sorry, Quinn. All right, I'm sorry. All right. Question number nine?
Eight?
God.
Who cares? Let's just go.
Which of these characters did not appear in the movie? Pinocchio, Mizora Hood, Goldilocks, or the Three Little
Quinn.
Pigs? Quinn.
Goldilocks.
Yep.
She's right. Question number nine now?
Sure.
How long is the wait to get at the turnstile to get into Durlock?
Quinn. 0 minutes.
Yeah, because there's no one in line.
Wrong answer.
What?
Danica.
Danica.
5 minutes?
Wrong.
Quinn. 1 hour.
Danica.
Danica.
2 hours.
Quinn. 30 minutes.
Danica. 45 minutes.
It is 45 minutes.
Oh, hey!
Oh.
According to the quiz I have.
Cool.
Alrighty. Nope. Last question. Which bachelorette is the odd one out and was not offered to Lord Farquaad by the Magic Mirror?
Quinn. Sleeping Beauty. No, Cinderella! It was Cinderella!
Yeah. That was trivia for this morning. Hashtag the Shrek and Aaron 89.9 KGRG.
Thank
we
you,
got
Mom.
News with H. Quinn up next at 89.9 KGRG.
Nah.
This is the Shrek and Aaron episode. Screw you and your victory speech.
I love you, Mom.
We got Livin' La Vida Loca off the Shrek soundtrack on 89.9 KGRG.
Yes.
You're listening to The Buzz.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
This hour's news is brought to you by the Fall KGRG Pledge Drive 2016. Donate, you can win really awesome stuff like our swag bags with stickers and listener t-shirts and basically everything you could ever want. Yeah.
I'm so sorry that started off so weird. I've done a lot of drugs today.
You can also help continue to support awesome programming like hashtag the Shrekening.
The Shrekening.
Get Shreked.
Alright, everybody, it's H. Quinn here with your news and
say your name right.
It's intern.
It's intern. I'll be back to being your normal Quinn next week.
I doubt it.
For now, I'm So, hey everyone, this is And today, happy Veterans Day. Thank you to all the vets out there. Wait, that was my closing statement. I'm saying it first anyway. Thanks to all the vets out there who have served our country for so long. This one's to you. All right, so at the Healing Hearts Ranch in Tumwater, they're offering a unique form of physical therapy for veterans to help them recover from injuries and also deal with post-traumatic stress disorder. The therapy involves them riding horses. Because the feeling of riding a horse mimics what it's like to walk without actually having to walk.
Why don't they use donkeys instead?
All right.
Donkeys will at least appreciate a nice boulder. Have you ever seen a horse appreciate a nice boulder? No, they just pee on it because they're jerks.
All right. This is part of a program called Back in the Saddle Warriors, created by the founder of Heartbeat Serving Warriors, Janice Buckley. And these horses can help vets deal with post-traumatic stress disorder, and it can help veterans calm down. The technical term for the therapy is hippotherapy, and it is a physical therapy that is sadly not covered by Veterans Administration or reimbursed by most insurance carriers yet. All right, and another story carrying on from the theme, a retired Air Force officer and a Purple Heart recipient is sharing his story. He earned a Purple Heart after he was sent over in on August 10th, 1944, now 70 or...
I'm so sorry that started off so weird. I have done a lot of drugs today.
Now 97-year-old Frank Lozito was sent on a mission over Romania that was targeting oil refineries that supplied a lot of Germany's fuel. His plane was shot down and he had to parachute out. He was broke his ankle and was separated from his crew. However, he was taken in by two local partisans. He was declared MIA for 2 months until his partisans were able to connect with the United States and get him back home. Also, a warning has come out from the FDA about scopolamine, a patch that is put behind the ear for motion sickness and extreme nausea. The FDA might be issuing a recall for certain...
Yes!
Yeah, certain codes might. It is unconfirmed, but they are wanting people to go see their doctors if their nausea gets worse, because there have been some pretty severe side effects reported from dizziness, nausea, vomiting, that are so severe that they require a medical intervention, even to psychosis.
Yeah, I got some nausea going on this morning.
And
I'm going to be completely honest.
And something that's kind of sweet, a little girl used Google Translate to ask a new student who didn't speak English to sit with her at lunch. She went on Google Translate and typed out a letter, had it translated into Spanish, and then wrote it down.
And it translated okay?
What she meant is, the letter reads, translated from Spanish to English, "Would you like to sit with me today? Look for me, and I will show you where I sit. We can color or simply tell scary stories. Thank you for your time. Signed, Amanda."
Now, I'm going to give you a little project over the weekend, and Danica, you can look these up too, because they're funny. Look up people who have taken the lyrics to Disney songs, put it into Google Translate. What they've done, what they'll do is they'll put it in through multiple languages.
Yep.
And then translate it back to English.
It's hilarious. I've done that before.
Yeah.
We should do it again.
It's great.
We should make that a whole segment.
So if you're listening, go on to YouTube after the show and listen to those.
Just do it!
That made me distrust Google Translate. Because I know in general, sometimes it's pretty bad. Like, languages don't directly port over. Like, you get the gist of what people are saying most of the time, but like...
Languages are hard, man.
It is hard to translate.
All right, for your weather, you got a high of 62 and a low of 52 today with a 70% chance of rain tonight and a 10% chance of rain today. Saturday, high of 59, low of 46 with a 70% chance of rain, and Sunday, a high of 58. For your traffic on the I-405, there's a collision that's blocking the right lane, and there's going to be a Seattle Auto Show that begins at 12 p.m. at the CenturyLink Auto Field. The CenturyLink Field that will cause congestion. And the University of Washington's women basketball is causing congestion on highways leading into Seattle, including I-5, I-90, State Road 520, and State Road 99. And the Florida-Georgia Line concert at Tacoma Dome is increasing traffic on the I-5 near South King County today. But for the rest of that, your traffic looks pretty good. If you're coming down south on the 405, close to Renton, it gets a little iffy. It gets a little slow. But other than that, the map is mostly green today.
Nice.
All right. I'll see you guys next week. Have a great one. And tweet us at the butt.
I'm so sorry that started off so weird. I have done a lot of drugs today.
So make sure you hit us up at the BuzzKGRG on Twitter and tweet us your hashtag, the Shreckening Moment. Don't do it while you're driving, because that's bad. I don't know what I'm saying. Back to Shrek. I'll just go now.
Get Shrekked.
Get Shrekked.
We have Barracuda by Heart off the Shrek soundtrack. That's right, all morning long we're playing songs off the Shrek soundtrack. If you all request a song off the Shrek soundtracks, that's Shrek number 1, 2, or 3.
I have a request.
Call us 253-833-5004. Hit us up on Facebook, on Twitter, at TheBuzzKGRG.
Bye.
You're listening to The Buzz, hashtag The Shrekening.
You're listening to KGRG 89.9 FM, today's rock. Now it's time to sit back, relax, and crack open a six-pack with the buzz.
KGRG FM, KGRG FM HD1, Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP, something like Taps, 89.3 FM. You're listening to the buzz on KGRG in the middle of our fall pledge drive, where we're looking for money to help keep the station running so we can bring you fine programming like
the
our hangover episode, hashtag The Shrekening. Oh, man. But that song was by request from intern his mom. Hi, Quinn.
Hi, I was tuned out because it's the hangover episode.
But sad fact about that song, the guy who actually like wrote and at least performed it, he passed away, like, today.
What?
Yeah. R.I.P. that guy. Less depressing news. Time for our six-pack top six list of things that are awesome, sometimes not so awesome. This morning's pretty awesome because it's we're gonna rank the Shrek characters.
Okay, I'm ready.
You ready? This is gonna get heated. Number six. There we go. Pinocchio.
Okay.
So, don't really have descriptions if you don't know who Pinocchio is. He's the puppet.
Yeah.
He's the guy that had strings and stuff on him. He wanted to be a real boy.
I got no strings. No strings on me. Okay, sorry, I'll stop.
That'd be good.
How do you guys, I don't know, do you think he deserves to be number six? Justify it, don't justify it, argue against it.
Oh, drop things.
Because she's infuriated right now.
Drop the thing.
She's going crazy. She's off her chain. She's flipping to death.
I dropped a thing.
So do you agree with Pinocchio at number six? Do you think he should be higher or lower?
I think he should be higher. I thought he was a really fun character. He had a lot of like really good laughs that made, or lines that made me laugh a lot. I think he should be higher up.
I've never seen the movie all the way through.
What?
Get out!
What is wrong? All Why didn't you tell us before we started this?
Well, you didn't ask.
That doesn't matter.
I didn't know. Did I know we were going to be talking about Pinocchio? No, didn't.
No, not Pinocchio. The character in Shrek.
The Pinocchio in Shrek. The Pinocchio in Shrek. I've never seen the original.
Oh, my God. Like that's still
this
like...
This is too much for
a
me.
A mortal sin that you haven't seen the Pinocchio movie, but like...
Yeah,
still,
I,
damn.
I do remember Pinocchio from Shrek, and he made me laugh, and I thought of some... not safe for life metaphors that had to do with his nose.
Fair enough.
Okay.
So, think general consensus is he should have been higher, but that's where the list has them. Number six. Number
the
five.
List is wrong.
Princess Fiona. I think she should be lower.
Yeah, she wasn't that great of a character in my opinion.
I agree, actually.
Like, looking ahead on the list, maybe, like, the Three Little Pigs, I think, should be their own one character, and they aren't, just spoiler alert, they aren't in this list at all. I feel like they're more deserving of the fifth spot, or even, like, the Gingerbread Man or something like that.
I love the Gingerbread Man, and I love the Muffin Man. Sorry.
But speaking of the Gingerbread Man, number four, the Gingerbread Man.
Oh.
He was actually one of my favorites.
I loved him.
Like, even when he made the giant gingerbread man?
Yes.
The giant gingerbread man! He made me so happy, and then...
And he was probably one of the characters who went through the most, like, physical torture. He had his legs ripped off, for freaking Christ's sake.
Wait, I have a question to, like, clarify this. Is this just from the first movie, or from all of the movies?
I'm willing to open this up to all the movies.
Okay. I have not seen the other Shrek movies. So, I've seen the first, and I was afraid to watch the sequel.
Get out.
It's good.
Fine. I didn't love you anyway.
I'm so sorry that started off so weird. I have done a lot of drugs today.
Does caffeine count?
I haven't done enough of that.
God. Yeah, we need to, after this, we need to have a caffeine party.
Well, that was number 6, 5, and 4, the six-pack of the top six Shrek characters. That's not what I wanted.
I was very confused.
Me too. But no, that's what I want now.
Confusion.
That too.
Sadness.
We already have that.
Tears.
It's already here.
If you want to call in 253-833-5004, hit us up on Facebook, on Twitter, at TheBuzzKGRG. Let us know, do we have the first three right and the top six right characters? Let us know. Make your arguments. We'll be back with numbers 3, 2, and 1
yes!
after more of the Shrek soundtrack. We'll do Thank You off of the Shrek the Third soundtrack.
Yours.
And now, back to the six-pack.
KGRGFM, KGRGFM, HD1, Auburn Hills Broadcasting, on K207, AP7 Early Taps, 89.3 FM. You're listening to The Buzz, Hangover Edition, a.k.a. The Shrekening.
The Shrekening.
Where we're just sort of playing through the Shrek soundtrack because we feel like it's Friday.
It's the best decision we've ever made, to be honest.
You sure about that?
Yes.
All right.
No, the world's been a weird place, man, so we need a little Shrek right now. Just to recap, number 6, 5, and 4. Number 6, we all agreed to be a little bit higher. Pinocchio.
Yeah.
Number 5, Princess Fiona. Which,
lower.
Not even sure why she's on the list. Like, at least I'm not. Like, I think she's an honorable mention, but maybe not top 6. Sorry, Cameron Diaz. Cameron Diaz, if that even is your real name.
Cameron Diaz.
Damn!
I don't know what I'm saying.
And then number 4, the Gingerbread Man. Which,
you cause
I feel like he could be a solid 3 or 2, but...
Does the giant gingerbread man have his own place in history?
No.
Oh, I felt so bad for the giant gingerbread man, I cried.
So, guesses on numbers 3, 2, and 1.
Number 1 is going to be Shrek, number 2 is
Farquaad.
Gonna be
Farquaad.
Number 2 is going to be Donkey, and number 3 is going to be Farquaad.
Okay. Well then, number 3. This one might surprise you guys a little bit then. Shrek!
What?
He's not even number 1?
He's not even number 1, he's number 3.
If number 1's the Onion, I'm gonna lose it.
I feel like the Onion is a great character, though. Ogres
kill his performance.
Like onions.
Underrated.
They have layers. I don't know.
People were upset when Leonardo didn't get his, like, Grammy or whatever, his Emmy or whatever the hell it is. I am upset that the Onion didn't get its proper acceptance into the world of Shrek.
Yeesh.
The Onion should be number 1. It's Bay. But yeah, number 3, Shrek. You'd think that the main character of the movie would be a little bit higher, but you know what? I can't blame it. Like, it's his movie, but the characters around him are what sort of made it. He's just sort of a grumpy old guy, and without the characters around him, he'd just sort of be grumpy.
Grump.
3 solid. Number 2, Puss in Boots.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, I could see that.
So, I was okay with Puss in Boots the first time he showed up. The second time he showed up, and the third time he showed up, he got a little overplayed for me. I don't know. Because, like, he had the cuteness gimmick, and then, for some reason, he was Spanish.
It was those eyes, though.
But the Three Musketeers aren't Spanish. The Three Musketeers
I don't
are...
care that he was Spanish. It was the eyes when he goes,
Meh.
Meh.
Meh. Like, honorable mention,
Yeah. Maybe
he shouldn't be number 2.
Who's
not
numero...
above Shrek, anyways.
No, God, no.
Numero uno.
It's Donkey.
Danica spoiled it. It is Donkey.
Yes!
You are all sorts of filled with noises, aren't you? Yeesh.
Donkey of snuggles and joy and love!
Favorite Donkey quote, go.
In the morning, I'm making waffles.
Good, because I want waffles, and also, yes, I agree, that is also my favorite.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Better. Is that your boulder? That's a nice boulder.
That one!
That one what?
I like that quote.
Make up your own quote.
Fine, I'll Google it. Alright. Okay, Google. Donkey from Shrek quotes.
You're real bad at this game.
I'm really bad at this game.
But you're listening to The Buzz, 89.9 KGRG. That was your top 6 Shrek characters in the 89.9 KGRG.
Got it. That's right, fool. Now I'm a flying donkey.
Hashtag the Shrekening. We're going to keep playing through this Shrek soundtrack because why the hell not? Up next, we got I Need a Hero. We'll try this one more time.
Okay.
Maybe the video will actually play. Little Lion Man by Tonight Alive on 89.9 KGRG. You're listening to the Buzz Hangover Edition, hashtag The Shrekening. We're still taking all of your Shrek requests.
Shrekening.
Who was on the Shrek albums, either terrifying. 1, 2, or 3, or Shrek Forever, we will take that request. But since Shrek's a movie, and we all like movies, we talk about what's... It can even be a series of movies. What are those movies that, you know what, you could sit down and watch no matter what?
Twilight.
Harry Potter.
Get Out.
No, let me explain.
Yeah, but you get out.
You can explain why the door's hitting you on the way out.
No, it's because of the soundtrack. It's not because I hate the movies.
You can buy the soundtrack.
I know, but if the movie's on and I don't have the soundtrack, I'll leave the movie on. I'll ignore all the dialogue and all of that other horrible stuff, and I'll just listen to the soundtrack and do my homework.
But do you go out of your way to watch the
movies? No, never. If they're...
So what's that movie that you'd go out of your way to watch? Like
Hocus Pocus or A Nightmare Before Christmas?
I don't believe you. So you'd watch that in February.
Yes! Put it on right now and I will watch it. I'd also watch First Position, which is a documentary about ballet, but that's just because I love ballet. I'd watch The Princess Diaries. I'd watch all the Star Wars movies. Nah, I'd watch the 4, 5, and 6 of the Star Wars movies. Ramen Girl. I'd watch The Holiday. Titanic. Of course, I'd watch Titanic. I'm a girl. I think that just comes with... being a girl. I'd watch all the Bring It On movies. Goofy movie. I'd watch a Goofy movie. Lilo and Stitch. I sound like an 8-year-old right now. I know.
What about you, Danica?
I don't know.
Sorry, I'm laughing at this all weird picture. But so there's Harry Potter, Beauty and the Beast, because that was the first movie like I ever owned, and I would just like watch that. I watch it when I'm sick or like when I'm feeling down. And this isn't like a movie series, this is a TV show, but I have all of it on DVD and like literally any episode of Friends.
Hmm. Oh, Elf. I'd always watch Elf, that Christmas movie.
I don't believe you.
I would watch it right now. We will get out these movies and I will prove myself.
Okay. For some reason, I'm always down to like... just randomly watch, like Kill Bill.
Oh yes.
I'll sit down and watch those, like back to back too. If I start one, I gotta watch part two all the way through.
American Sniper. I will always watch
that
movie.
You're just naming movies now.
No, I'm not. I will watch American Sniper. I love that movie. The babies are so fake in it, but I love that movie. And also Lone Survivor, I'd watch that. Willy Wonka, any of the Willy Wonkas.
You're just naming movies now, because half of them are garbage.
Yeah.
The angry Quinn is coming out.
The new Willy Wonka garbage.
Yeah, the new Willy Wonka was garbage, but I liked it. Pirates of the Caribbean. I'd watch any of the Pirates movies.
Any of them?
Any of them. Name it.
There's like one that was good.
I like Dead Man's Chest the best.
I didn't even give it the time of day, man.
I would do Harry Potter, of course.
But if I had to do one, like, and this is my feel bad, I need to
sit
down with
the tub. Oh, I have one more when you're done with this. But
I need to sit down with a tub of ice cream and, like, bawl my eyes out, man. I will watch, I'll watch the Green Lantern movie.
I thought of one more.
Suicide Squad.
I'll watch that movie again. I don't think that's my go-to.
My go-to movie, like, if I just want to laugh and, like, I know, like this movie just cheers me up so much. I can quote, like, the whole thing. Well, there's two more. Like, Mean Girls and then Malibu's Most Wanted.
Yes! Also, I would watch the original Ghostbusters any time.
I'm surprised neither of you said Pitch Perfect.
I do like Pitch Perfect, but Malibu's Most Wanted is, like, my go-to,
I like Pitch Perfect, but I won't go out of my way for it.
Yeah, same.
Fair enough. But
you don't own me. I'm not just one of you.
That was your, those are our movies that we, our go-to movies. Quinn apparently owns a freaking library, and again, I don't believe.
It's called.
I don't believe half the movies you.
It's called questionable methods of watching movies with your friends.
But I like the Kill Bill movies and the Green Lantern movie. Danica likes the Harry Potter movies and Malibu's Most Wanted.
I'm so sorry that started off so weird. I have done a lot of drugs today.
It's a hangover episode on The Buzz.
Yes.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Breaking news. Breaking news.
This hour's news is brought to you by the 2016 Fall Pledge Drive. For KGRG, you can donate. Come hang out with us at table, I guess, if we're still doing that. But donate and you can get cool stuff. I'm sorry. You get your t-shirts, your stickers. You can come hang out with us for this train wreck that's happening right now.
Hooray for hangover.
I'm pretty
episodes.
Sure it's probably been worse at some point.
For hangover episodes, this is about as bad as it's ever gotten, man.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, the last couple we might have been like a little tired over, but like this is the first one where like
this is worse than when we slept
hungover.
Here.
You slept here?
I slept here twice.
And
man.
You've survived?
Yeah.
Dang. Like,
why do you think I have
haunted.
A
Have you taken an arrow to the knee?
You don't sleep here by yourself. You have to have a buddy. Use the buddy system.
Buddy system, man.
Well, let's go ahead and get into the news for this hour. First news story I got. A New Jersey motorcyclist accused of hitting 165 miles per hour in a police chase. Fun fact,
what?
Kids. That's dangerous.
You think?
A motorcyclist in New Jersey fled from New York State police at speeds of more than 165 miles per hour and was arrested after stopping for gas on Saturday morning, authorities said. Kevin W. O'Donnell, 20, of Wayne, refused to stop when troopers tried to pull him over at 10:18 a.m. as he reached northbound New York State Thruway, state police said in the news release. He's taken into custody at a gas station off of Exit 21 in Catskill when his 2006 Suzuki motorcycle got low on fuel. O'Donnell was charged with reckless endangerment, unlawful fleeing, theft of services, multiple traffic violations. He was held on $5,000 cash bail or $8,000 bond and is due in court in Baltimore on Tuesday.
Okay.
You guys ever been caught speeding?
Nope.
No.
Really?
I don't drive.
Yeah, the bus don't go that fast, man. But I've never gotten a speeding ticket.
Nice.
Nothing's terrifying like seeing the sirens light up behind you.
Really?
How
would you know about this? Do you have a story for us?
I go fast. Like
you're
go
not
fast.
First, you're last.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But, all right, what's the fastest you've ever gone in a vehicle?
Me?
Yeah.
I was sitting in a car on a Girl Scout trip, and I saw the speedometer start going up past 70, and we got into the 90s. At one point, I don't remember where we were. I just remember staring at the speedometer and gripping the seat for my life.
Danica?
I don't know.
Nice.
It was not my mother. It was my troop leader that was making that awful decision.
See, I was on a school field trip one time where, like, the teacher was the one driving the van. It was just me and a couple other students in the van. When he realized he took a wrong turn, he's like, all right, guys, hold on to your butts. Here we go. Homeboy just peels out, flips a UE, and just goes. It was terrifying.
Yeah.
It's like, we gotta make this appointment. I was like, okay.
Yeah, I remember when we were going super fast. It was, I don't remember what the event was. I think it was like a canoeing thing. And I remember she was just like weaving in and out of cars because we had to get back to a concert that I was that me and a couple other girls had like leads in and stuff. So we had to get back there before that started.
Next news story I got. You guys can tell me how accurate this is. Police seek a pair who stole 68 bras from Victoria's Secret. Valued at $4,000.
It's going to cost more than that.
Yeah, more?
I think it would be more.
Well, New Hampshire police are asking for help from the public and identifying a man and woman who investigators believe stole 68 bras worth $4,000 from Victoria's Secret. Surveillance video from the store at Steeplegate Mall in Concord shows two people shoveling bras into a bag on October 14th. The bras range in size and color and price. Reports say that employees believe the two have been involved in thefts from other Victoria's Secret stores in New Hampshire.
Hmm. I could see it being $4,000. I think it would be more personally because I see how expensive some of the bras are there.
I could see it being...
Yeah, it could be. Like, if they got some of the cheaper bras and then got a few of the more expensive ones, that would work.
Honestly, shout out to you guys. You're the real MVP. I can't even justify, like, not buying a 8-pack of boxers on sale, but like buy one, get one half off at Fred Meyer's, and like the first pack's $20.
Yeah, but they're not that great of bras. Like,
there's a, if you go to the Auburn Mall, the Super Mall, the Outlet Collection, right next to Victoria's Secret, there is a specific bra shop that is...
As someone who's worn bras for many years and has both had the cheap Walmart bra and the Victoria's Secret bra, there is a difference, my friends.
There is. There definitely is.
It's like buying like top shelf liquor versus like vodka
Chuck.
Of the gods at Trader Joe's. Like,
man, I bought some rum ones. It tasted like a tire that was set on fire.
Exactly. Yeah.
And literally everyone who drank it had a hangover.
You buy a bra at Walmart, it feels like your boobs have been set on fire.
My the math for that Victoria's Secret thing, it would mean that each bra averaged out to about $59.
Which is basically how much they are.
Yeah. Okay. That's your news this hour, brought to you by the KGRG Fall Pledge Drive, where you can get cool stuff like our $25 T-Pack, which includes KGRG and KGRG 1 stickers, a patch, and a KGRG FM listener tee.
Yeah.
We'll be back after a little loud of spew. You're listening to The Buzz. This has been your very special hangover episode of The Buzz on 89.9 KGRG. Hashtag Get Shrek'd Edition.
Get Shrek'd.
F me up, fam.
Man, I am ready to go home and nap.
I'm going to stay and clean the station like a good intern.
I'm going to nap in the station.
Like, I'm not sure about you guys, but I was up until like 11:30, like midnight, just going to town getting turnt.
Okay, well, you were getting turnt. I was doing my homework. Brains.
Why? You didn't have class today.
Because I want to study and be prepared for my lecture on Monday in my PE class.
Nerd.
Yo, what's up?
Wait, you're
up,
studying for
swag.
PE?
Yeah, my PE class.
How do you study for PE?
They make look up how to do this push-up.
They make us do like a nutrition section. We have a whole book and everything, and the book was like $60.
Like studying how to get swole?
I guess.
Okay.
Nutrition, man. Food.
So we gotta get out of here.
Yeah, guys, we gotta.
Before
go.
We do, just be reassured we're gonna play a couple more Shrek songs just to end the show out.
Shrek. Shrekalicious.
You ready?
Sure.
So long, donkey.
Bye.
Farewell, donkey, is the way it goes.
And in the morning, I'm making waffles.
Auf Wiedersehen, goodbye, donkey.
So long, goodbye, Boulder.
Farewell, auf
Wiedersehen, goodbye, donkey.
I feel more drunk now.
Right? Well, if we don't die from alcohol poisoning, you can catch us Wednesday morning, bright and early, 6 a.m. on 89.9 KGRG FM. If you want to catch any of the past episodes, they're all being uploaded on KGRG.com, and they're also available on demand on the official KGRG FM app.
And if you'd like to donate to our 2016 Fall Pledge Drive, you can call us at 253-833-5004, and we'll make sure to give you some sick swag for your donation. It's totally rad. Peace out.
Get Shrek'd. This has been The Buzz.
Get Shrek'd.